Muslims and non-Muslims gathered to discuss the idea of the Islamic Revolution, whilst commemorating the 22nd anniversary of the passing away of the late founder of the Islamic Republic, Ayatollah Sayyid Ruhollah Khomeini.
Imam Khomeini was not an ordinary person. He was a leader who had managed over the years to lead his people to victory. And victory over whom? Over one of the staunchest supporters of the United States and one who had been supported by the U.S. for decades.
In Middle East.
A number of speakers took turns to address the assembled crowd to discuss Imam Khomeini's ideas in the 1970s and 80s and draw parallels with the events happening across the Arab world today.
One of the key points being raised at today's seminar is that Imam Khomeini's ideas from so many years ago are more relevant today than they ever have been.
The idea of uprisings, like those happening in countries like Egypt, Tunisia and Bahrain, were first discussed during the time of Imam Khomeini. Some go as far as to believe that he in fact predicted what is happening now in these countries.
The foresight of Imam Khomeini was unbelievable. When we look at his speeches that are delivered, where he's telling the people to rise, especially the people of Egypt, people of Palestine, and he's predicted all of these things that are to come. And each one of them, slowly but surely, you know, is coming about, and we're seeing, you know, his great foresight.
James Commission for the
Dr. James Thring from the Ministry of Peace spoke of who he thought needed to be targeted in order to create the peaceful world imagined by Imam Khomeini.
The real terrorists in this world are the super state terrorists. These are the people, not just the state terrorists like the obvious ones in Tel Aviv and Washington and unfortunately London, but those who are behind the scenes, the people you don't hear about.
We have speakers at the event had similar hopes for its outcome.
It is hoped that Muslims will revisit the life of their leaders, whether in the old early days of Islam or throughout history or in modern contemporary history.
The longer term aim is to have more harmony between the communities to stop people thinking of the late Imam Khomeini as a figure that was, tarnished with the brush of a terrorist.
Similar events have been taking place all over the world to mark the departure and the life of this man, considered by Muslims to be the true Islamic revolutionary leader. Steve McCall, Press TV, London.